So, brothers and sisters, I want to spend a few minutes talking about sacraments in general and baptism in particular, because it's worth regularly reminding ourselves that sacraments really are the most important things in the world. They're not just symbols. They really represent an encounter with the living Christ. And it's the privileged way that Christ continues to be present with us and share his divine life with us. And the sacraments are ours as a result of our divine friendship with Christ. So how do we enter into that friendship? Baptism. I mean, through baptism, we enter into a relationship with Christ, and through Christ, we then enter into a relationship with God the Father, connected to the Holy Spirit. And as Father Brennan has pointed out, we have been particularly blessed this weekend with four baptisms, two down and two to go. Because what's going to happen is that these children will be introduced to a divine friendship with Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit and the waters of baptism. Now, these children are here today because their parents chose to bring them. Now, in today's first reading from 1 Kings, God is really pleased with Solomon because Solomon chose well. I mean, God literally gave him the opportunity to ask for whatever he wanted. And Solomon chose to ask for wisdom rather than a long life or riches or the destruction of his enemies. He made the right choice. Well, a few minutes ago, God, through the voice of Father Brendan, asked these parents, "What do you ask of God's church for your children?" And they could have asked for long life or riches or health, but they chose to ask for baptism. They chose wisely. Now, these two parents have already given these two children an incredible gift, and that's the gift of life. I mean, they chose to cooperate with God in the creation of this beautiful little boy and this beautiful little girl. But that's not enough. By bringing their children here today for baptism, again, cooperating with God, they are giving their children a gift which is every bit as great as life itself. They are giving their children a life in Christ. They are offering their children that divine friendship I was talking about a little earlier. But there's a problem. Baptism is not an end in of itself. It's only a beginning, which is why they were then asked the next question. When God spoke again through the voice of Father Brennan, he asked, "In asking for baptism for your child, you are undertaking the responsibility of raising your children in the faith, so that keeping God's commandments, they may love the Lord and their neighbor as Christ has taught us. Do you understand this responsibility?" And they answered, "Yes." Now, there are many of us in this room who are parents with baptized children. My wife and I are blessed to have four children, though our youngest is now 34. And we too were asked this exact same question four times at the baptism of each of our children. And we too answered yes, all of those years ago. But after 42 plus years of parenting, I can confidently say that I have a little better understanding of what that yes really means. I mean, recall the church teaches that baptism is the beginning of a divine relationship with Christ. Well, for any relationship to grow, the two individuals have to spend time together. And the more time they spend together, the deeper that relationship will become. Well, as parents, we have the responsibility of making sure our children have lots of opportunities to spend time with Christ. And we do that in two ways. First, we do it in the ongoing Christian formation, both at church and at home. And secondly, we do it by the way we live our lives. Now, the ongoing Christian formation at church means we bring our children to Mass, and we give our children access to the other sacraments as they grow older. It means we take advantage of what religious education programs are available through the church. In the ongoing Christian formation at home, that means we'll pray for our children. It means we will pray as a family. It means we will read the Bible as a family. problem is that the ongoing Christian formation at church and at home is not enough. We have to live our lives in a way that models the depth of our own divine relationship with Christ. We need to let our children see us pray. We need to let our children see us read the Bible. We need to let our children see us actively engage in both the spiritual and practical life of the parish. Now, I would be the first to admit that Christian parenting is not easy, but you don't have to do it alone. I mean, the church in its wisdom created this thing called godparents, who we just heard a little while ago have promised to assist you in your service as a Christian parent. But it doesn't stop with the godparents. Okay, all of us also promised to help these people, to help these parents as Christian parents in the raising of their children. Yet, there's an even greater source of help than the godparents or any of us. Remember, I've said that through the divine relationship with Christ, your children are going to receive through baptism a divine relationship with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. And the Trinity wants only the best for your children. And if we let them do everything in their limitless power, they will see to it that all of our children ultimately stand before them in heaven as a beloved friend of Christ, as an adopted son or daughter of God, and as a man or a woman filled with the Holy Spirit. So, let us prepare ourselves then to go to the font and introduce these two beautiful children to the person of Christ. And then let us prepare ourselves to walk out the door of the church at the end of Mass with the resolve to do everything we can to help our children walk hand in hand with Christ each and every day of their lives.